In this bulletin, the world reacts to the death of the IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Scott Morrison defends his decision not to attend the ceremony, marking the closure of the Uluru climb. And in tennis, Austria's Dominic Thiem wins the Vienna Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. There's been widespread praise from US allies in response to the death of the IS leader. But the French government has warned the fight against terrorism is continuing. The United States announced Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi killed himself during an overnight special forces operation in Syria, dealing a significant blow to IS. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, says the death is just the first stage, and the country's defence minister, Florence Parly, says it doesn't mean the end of the terror organisation. Miwa Khalid's husband was killed by militants and says the death is important to her.
Thanks to God, the police and the army are here and Iraq is now safe.
UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the fight against terror is not over, while Russia has expressed doubt over the reliability of information from the US operation. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor was well represented at the official closure of climbing on Uluru in the Northern Territory. Labor Senator Pat Dodson has criticised Scott Morrison for his decision not to attend and to watch a netball event instead. Mr Albanese says his Indigenous colleague Linda Burney went to the spiritual site, and her attendance, along with others, was appropriate.
Well, I can't be in two places at once. I'm here. Labor was represented in terms of strongly, in terms of the invites that were issued to our respective spokespeople.
Victorian police officers have been given shoot-to-kill powers to stop vehicle attacks that endanger the lives of the public. The directive is contained in Victoria Police's new hostile vehicle policy, which allows officers to ram an offending vehicle, use roadblocks, box the vehicle in, or shoot the offender as a last resort. It comes almost 3 years after six people were killed in the Bourke Street attack. Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says the policy is effective immediately.
The policy came about because we're continually reviewing what we do, we're continually reflecting on what we do and learning from it. Certainly Bourke Street and other incidents we've reviewed and looked at, this is in part due to that, but it's in part due to our overall learnings from overseas as well as around Australia. It's important that we continue to put down what is best practice, and so that's what we've done.
Victoria is the first jurisdiction in Australia to have a specific policy on responding to vehicle attacks. Racing Victoria has announced a $25 million set of initiatives to improve the lives of racehorses. The funding includes a plan to track and rehome retired horses, as well as establishing a new welfare task force. It coincides with the Victoria Racing Club's announcement that it will donate 10% of ticket sales for next week's Melbourne Cup Carnival to its Equine Wellbeing Fund. Racing Victoria Chairman Brian Kluger says the plan means more people will be focusing exclusively on the welfare of racehorses.
It's incumbent on us to do what we can to ensure our horses have opportunities for a rewarding life after racing. So we're going to accelerate an expansion of our off-the-track program. We're going to build an extended rehoming network, and we're going to launch a foster program for thoroughbreds in need. We're also going to build a dedicated task force within Racing Victoria to deliver this accelerated action plan.
In tennis, Dominic Thiem has fought back from a set down to win his first Vienna Open title. Argentina's Diego Schwartzman set the early tempo, attacking the Austrian's backhand to break him three times. But Thiem, who's ranked number 5 in the world, fought back to defeat Schwartzman 3-6, 6-4, 6-3. The 26-year-old was emotional following the win.
It's been an unbelievable year for me in Austria to win the titles in Kitzbühel and now also here in Vienna. I've had some troubles to deliver my best tennis to play my best tennis for this amazing crowd in Kitzbühel and also here in Vienna. And now in the same year I win both titles. It's completely unreal to me.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 29. Adelaide, sunny and 31 degrees. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 29. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24. Canberra, sunny and 27. Wollongong, much the same, 25. Sydney, sunny and 26. Newcastle, sunny as well, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a possible shower, 30. And Darwin, a shower or two, possible storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.